Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Qumran, Israel, on the shores of the Dead Sea. There is a rush for a true archaeologist to find more Dead Sea Scrolls in Israel before the robbers steal the Dead Sea Scrolls for their own financial gain. That's the headline. Dr. Randall Price, a distinguished professor at Liberty University, will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why the Dead Sea Scrolls are so key to the Christian life and the Bibles that we carry every day?
Well, in the first place, we have no other documents from the time period of Jesus in the New Testament. And people have been very critical of the New Testament, saying that it was produced at a much later time. Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls have shown us they are true to the time in which they claimed to have been written. There's misunderstandings about Jesus and the messianic hope that Judaism had, because after the destruction of the temple and the reorganization of Judaism after 90 AD, Rabbinic Judaism took things in a very different direction, and they basically defined themselves in opposition to Christianity. Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls have none of those controversies involved. They're looking at the prophets, and they're interpreting them in a very consistent way, as what you see in the pages of the New Testament. So it's a great help to scholars to affirm the message of the New Testament, to understand the culture, the background, the language, many of the types of practices going on that are really lost to a later period of time. So if you try to reconstruct the New Testament in this way from later Rabbinic Judaism, you can't be sure you're accurate. But except from the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were written at that same time, really give us a window into the past we never knew before. I'd like to say something, Jimmy, about this whole quest we're involved in. The looters, it cost them nothing. They go at their own freedom to search these caves, and if they find something, they reap huge benefits, because on the black market, scroll fragments, even pieces of scroll jars, command high prices, because we are in a race against time. And if we really want to have these treasures that will help us understand the Bible, and then from the Bible help us practice our faith in a more accurate way, people need to support it.
Dr. Randall Price, a qualified archaeologist working on the shores of the Dead Sea in Israel in search of more Dead Sea Scrolls. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Dead Sea Scrolls have been an excellent source in the search for sources that biblical scholars have been using for confirming the accuracy of the Bible, both the Old and New Testament, especially in the writings of the ancient Jewish prophets. These prophecies have revealed to us the more sure word of prophecy. That's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. And of course, this more sure word reveals God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...